Have you ever seen a ghost town? Well, you have now, because there used to be a town here. So where did the town go and why? Let's listen in on Ryan while he tells us the story.
The story of Pine Creek is really interesting. Pine Creek was the first multifamily settlement in all of Allegan County, and it was located just 2 miles west of Otsego, along what is today known as Jefferson Road. The settlement was founded by some families from out east, the Sherwoods and the Scott family from Rochester, New York area. They came out in 1830 in search of a site along the Kalamazoo River where there would be sufficient power to operate a sawmill and set up a grist mill, and that's what they did. Pine Creek flows from the south to the north into the Kalamazoo River right there at Jefferson Road. As a matter of fact, at the Otsego Library, there is a deerskin map that was created in 1835 by Mr. Sherwood and Mr. Scott. It shows a plat of the village of New Rochester, which is what they had hoped to call Pine Creek there at that point. They created this plat map to take back to Rochester, New York, to hopefully entice more people to New Rochester, Michigan. Well, unfortunately, at that same time, the village of Otsego was also being settled. And over the years, more people ended up settling in Otsego rather than the tiny village of Pine Creek just a couple miles west. Pine Creek still had its fair number of settlers, and they actually had a grist mill and a sawmill, a hotel called the Pine Creek House. Several homes were located down there. And over the years, many people stayed at that hotel called the Pine Creek House. And most folks don't realize today that if they went west down Jefferson and right there where the water's at today, if they would turn right, there would be a bridge that crossed over the Kalamazoo River. Most people today don't realize that that was the only way to get to Allegan. They had to go through the village of Pine Creek. Pine Creek had tried for years to get their own post office, and in 1899, they actually got one, but they couldn't call themselves Pine Creek, Michigan, because there was already one established. So they chose the name Dent, D-E-N-T. For a couple years, that area down there was known as Dent, Michigan. Well, unfortunately, just after they get that official post office status, and they had a long-standing settlement there, just about 70 years, the power company from Kalamazoo came in, bought up many of the lands around there, with the intention of creating a dam on the Kalamazoo River. And in 1902, they started to buy up those lands, and many of the houses and buildings were moved up the road on Jefferson Road, such as the Young Niche Blacksmith Shop, the Wash Mortar Blacksmith Shop. Those are two buildings which still exist just east of the old Pine Creek Village site on Jefferson Road. They moved some houses also up the street. They moved one house, matter of fact, that was built in early 1902, they moved it all the way to the village of Otsego, where it still stands today. Unfortunately, it was about 1903 when the dam was finally finished, and it was referred to as the Pine Creek Dam, although it was actually on the Kalamazoo River. It was in 1903 when that dam was finished. The floodwaters erased all of where Pine Creek once stood. Remnants of old Pine Creek can still be seen today. When the Pine Creek Lake on the south side of Jefferson Road is drained, when that happens once in a great while, if you look closely, you can still see the pilings of the old grist mill right there close to the road. But I bet when most people see that, they don't realize that that is just about the only remnant of old Pine Creek.
It's hard to imagine that a town that was once so busy simply ceases to exist. But we have more stories at your next site. See you there.